It's already finished.
Oh. Hey, Lou, how's
Hello?
It going?
Hi, hey, buddy. Let me hold on 1 second, John. Let me call. I'll see you later, okay? All right. Hey, buddy. Perfect timing. Oh, you called me. Oh, shit. Okay, perfect. I'm sorry. Fucking busy, man. It doesn't stop.
Well, yeah, that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. Yeah, I just had to pay. I finished up a job yesterday. I had to pay my worker, so I had to meet up with him. Pay him, and then I go to the freaking bank to take out money. And good thing I have two cards on me, two business cards, because it's Juneteenth and fucking banks are closed.
Oh, so, that's right.
Yeah, so I have to go to the ATM, but the ATM only allows a certain amount per day, and I'm like, shit. So I have to use my two. Good thing I have two cards on me, so I can pay this guy.
Do you have Chase or one of those ones where you can go inside the vestibule, and usually you can pull out more inside the vestibule if they have that out there?
No, they don't give that. It's only a set amount. They don't have that option at the ATM. Yeah,
huh.
The ATM inside.
Because I know, like, so out here in Cali, when we do Wells Fargo, they're, like, ATMs they have inside the vestibule, so if you go inside the closed doors, even, like, you swipe your card, those ones, they let you take out, like, $3,000 sometimes. But anyway.
Really? So I guess it depends
yeah.
on the bank. I mean, I didn't go to,
right.
like, a regular ATM. I went straight to the bank, to the ATM.
Right, right.
I'm going
right.
around. I go to the teller, so I don't have to get out, and everything is closed. I'm like, what the hell? Why is everything closed?
I know, right?
I forget. I'm just like, oh,
sneaky holiday. Sneaky holiday.
So I'm like, this sucks. I'm like, all right. And then I was wondering why there was nobody in the parking lot. I didn't even realize. I'm looking at the time. I'm like, it's 10 o'clock. They open up at 9. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know who's actually taking these holidays off yet. I mean, it's nice for the government, I guess, and banks, apparently.
Yeah. So, all right. So, this program, my main concern right now, when I'm trying to figure out, and I don't really have too much time because today's Wednesday, what do I do with the website? Because
r7renovations.com, right? That's the one that you said you're paying someone to work on, right?
Yes. So they were doing that, but I'm going to lose. They're going to send me like a Word doc of whatever verbiage was on there and
right.
give me my domain name. But I need to find a host. I have to find a host, and I have to create a new site now.
Right. That was what's included with our package. That wasn't an add-on. That's inclusive with what we do.
Okay. But now the thing is, I mean, at this point, I don't have an option, but I want to be in control of my site. I don't want to go through the same shit that I just went through with Town Square. So how do I go about doing that?
Tell me the type of control you're talking about.
Well, like if it doesn't work out in the future, now I just lose everything again. And then I have to start back over from scratch.
Right. This is just happens to be the least expensive way to do it, right? Because remember, our option is like this. If whatever reason you back out at our optimization services and everything like that, I know you already own your domain, so that's not a problem. But if you back out of all other services and you just want us to maintain the website until you find a new partner, for example, it's $50 a month. So it's not meant to break your back, but it's much less expensive than paying someone a few grand outright to build a website for you.
Okay, so that's not too bad. All right, so let's get this started.
Okay.
Let's get this started.
So, all right, give me about 10 minutes here, and then I'll just go through the general questions, and we'll get going here.
Okay.
Wait,
you're going to call me back?
No. I'm going to ask you the questions while you're on the road.
Okay, all right, perfect. And now you guys are going to be, just to reiterate what you were saying, what you guys offer. So you're going to be doing the SEO. You're going to be promoting me out there. What else are you guys doing? Are you doing any backlinks?
We're doing the $100 of Facebook ads. I don't even know the term backlinks, but basically how it's set up is we work on your, like, just because we're building out the website now, you're going to have an optimized knowledge graph and schema markup, which I don't really know what that is, but I do know that those help with optimization on Google, and then that's going to help us push you to the top even faster, since it's going to be our website coding.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to start ranking on there.
Yeah, yeah, of course. That's how we do it. So we basically, in 30 to 45 days, you should be near the top, if not at the top of the first page. And but in the meantime, in 7 to 14 days is when you'll already see your website live, your Google Business Profile will be imported over to us, and then your Facebook ads will be live within that initial 1 to 2 week period. So that way you can start getting at least some traction, some inbound while you're waiting for everything else.
Okay.
And then Lou, is your first name on your card officially Lou? L-O-U?
No, it's Louis, L-U-I-S.
Okay. And then your last name?
Roman, R-O-M-A-N.
Nice. You're like me, you have more first names than last names, because I hear Roman is a common first name, too.
It's yeah, you got a few.
Yeah. There's like a famous like wrestler, right, on TV that the kids watch still? Anyway,
no worries.
All right. And then what is the business address? So we do need a physical address, and it doesn't have to be published on Google if it's your home base.
Okay. Because I have my business address that they use for my site. Well, not my site, but my personal, all my billing and, you know, paperwork, but I don't want any customers knowing my
sure.
address.
All right. Sure.
It's 2504 Buckhorn, B-U-C-K-H-O-R-N, one word, Run, R-U-N, Drive.
Valrico 33596.
Correct.
Best phone number for all calls to go into is the same one I'm talking to you on, 813-809-0908, and that's also for potential customers, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Remember, when we optimize, we also provide tracking. So how we do that, the phone number that will be plastered online on your Google profile, Facebook page, and even your website will be slightly different from this phone number that I'm talking to you on, the 0908. So that way, you'll have records of every call that comes in. One of my other clients out here in California, he was grateful for that because I guess the call dropped, and when it came in as private caller because you know how some people block their phone number? So he didn't know how to get a hold of him. He's like, how do I get a hold? And then so he's like, oh, yeah, I can log in. And so he logged in, and he called me freaked out at first, and then he logged in. He's like, I'm an idiot. I'm like, yeah, that's okay. So the tracking does help in situations like that too.
Okay. So when they call, so when a customer calls, are they calling my number?
They're calling. Basically, they're clicking to call, right, because a lot of times they're doing it from their cell phone. The number that they'll punch in, if they do physically punch in, will not be the exact number that your phone goes to. You won't notice any difference, though, because there's no announcing that it's a third-party number, not like on Angie's or anyone else who does something like that. Basically, the call goes straight through to you. You still have caller ID just like you would, so everything is normal to you and to your customer, for that matter. It's just there's that back-end, like, instantaneous trigger that just allows us to record it, so that way you can hold us accountable, say, how many calls did you produce, and we'll have records of that.
Okay. But does their number pop up or no?
Yeah, yeah. All that is just as it is today.
Okay, gotcha. And so is my number. So they have the I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, when they punch in the number, they're going to be punching in a slightly different number if they physically punch it in, right? But when they click the call, again, all they know is they press the button on their phone and it goes to R7 Renovations, you know what I mean?
But if they dial the number, they're not dialing my number. They're dialing a
correct. It's slightly
number.
Different, but it goes straight through to your phone without any differential on your end.
Would they think that's a little would they be concerned about that?
Let me ask you this. How many people memorize phone numbers in today's world?
Like when I get a phone call or I call somebody, like I do it all the time, and people put like Google numbers instead of their own numbers, I get a little weary from it.
Like, fair enough, but think about it. When you call back, you're calling back from your own cell phone number, so no one will really notice that, right? When they call you, they're just pressing a button to call, or they'll punch in your phone number because they had it saved from when you called them back. So either way, all signs point to you. There's no real, like, secondary number to worry about. And just to be clear to you, you can turn it off at any time if you didn't like it. We just offer it for accountability's sake, right? It's okay. Important to you to be able to hold us accountable, so that's why we do it.
Okay. All right, we'll try it. We'll see what happens. I mean, yeah. What's the worst that can happen, right?
Right, exactly. So, and then interior, exterior painting, flooring, tile, kitchen and bathroom modeling, anything else outside of those, and we'll expand upon those, obviously, for keywords, but as far as key services, anything else you want me to put there?
Run that by me one more time, I'm sorry.
Interior and exterior painting, flooring, okay. Tile flooring, kitchen and bathroom modeling being something you do, but your, like, least favorite of those options.
Yeah. I like it. That's not bad. I do like it.
Okay. If there's anything else you want us to build on your website, let them know during the onboarding call. And then you can just specify, hey, can you put this on my website as a service I offer, even though, don't run Facebook ads for that, or you know what I mean? Like, just, you can specify because if there's added things you want literature on your website.
Just let them know. Cause I do have one request on there.
Okay, cool. And then right now, the guys that are hosting your website, what is their name?
Town Square.
And then you're going to be ditching them this week once we get your website ready, right? That was the plan?
Yeah, it's actually Friday's the last day.
Okay, so just make sure so Friday, last day. Did you already officially cancel so they know to stop payment?
Yeah, because the payment would have been taken out Saturday the 22nd. So I can't.
Okay. And then the 30-minute onboarding call, we can schedule anytime today or tomorrow. Last slot of the day today is 6 to 7 p.m., and then first slot of the morning tomorrow is 11 to 12.
What's the next available time you have today?
12 to 1.
Okay, yeah, because I want to get the ball rolling.
All right. I'm going to send you an invite right now. Give me a second here. All right, you should be getting an invite from jcal@localsplash.com. It's for, again, 12 to 1 today. Juneteenth, huh? What a funny name for a day. I mean, I'm sure there's, like, a lot of relevance to it to a lot of people. I never learned about it in school, so I've never heard of it until it was announced, like, two years ago?
With what?
The Juneteenth thing? Being a holiday? Oh. I never knew about it until 2 years ago. Even because they never taught it.
Yeah, no, that was recent. No, because it didn't exist. It only happened. They put into effect a couple years ago. That was it.
Right. And then, did you have a Facebook page built out already?
No.
Okay, what about a personal Facebook?
No.
Okay. So, I'll just put here, will create personal profile shortly, and then I'm going to put yes, needs a Facebook business profile built out. So basically, we'll build everything out. You just need to have some sort of human being profile for Lou Roman or Lewis Roman that we can connect the business profile to before we build it out, okay?
Okay.
And I just put the notes here. We're going to need the MySite website built out on your current domain because Town Square is going to be taking down content by Friday, right?
Yes. you know, it's so weird. So I got to call this guy from Google. I formed a Google business page, and when I was doing all of that, I had to input all the information. I had to put pictures, everything like that. When I go on Google, all my pictures are gone. There's nothing shows up.
So that being said, because I see your profile, right, for R7 Renovations, and I'll just make sure that that's included there. On your profile, I don't see it there. Do you have access to that profile? You have access to it where we can just optimize it, right, and get everything built out properly?
Yeah, I gotta figure out. I gotta go back and do it. I don't know. I gotta figure out how to get into it.
And you are currently running Google Ads, like sponsored listings right now?
No.
There is a sponsor listing for r7renovations.com. Who's doing that for you?
I don't know. Was it them? Maybe it was them. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Just pay attention to your bank account. Make sure you're not being charged by Google for something that you don't even know about.
Well, they don't have my account number.
Okay. I just see it for the first time ever I saw.
Okay.
rsnrenovations.com. rsnrenovations.com. Yeah, it is definitely a sponsored listing for you. Super weird because that was the first time I ever saw it, but it was like just right now. All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to just make sure to build out. So cities again, I'm going Valrico, Dover, Sefner, Mango, Brandon, Bloomingdale. Are you also doing like Plant City, Hopewell Gardens?
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me pull up the map right now. All right, so you have everything north of me. So you have Brandon, Valrico, Dover, Sefner, Mango, what'd you say, Hopewell Gardens, Plant City?
Yeah.
Yes, you could do Lakeland, Mulberry. And then going south, which is next to me, is Fishhawk, Riverview, Boyette, Balm, Wamama, Sun City. Those are ideal. Apollo Beach, Ruskin.
Okay, I see those.
Gibsonton,
Adamsville, like those areas too?
Yes. Yes. Progress Village. Palm River, Claremont, East Tampa, Temple Terrace, Greater Carrollwood, Egypt, Lake Lido, which is kind of run down and nasty, but you might catch something over there. University, that's another shithole. And Greater Northdale. That's a little hike, but they have really nice houses out there where people, it's nice houses and it's a little older environment where they really can't do. I was actually doing an estimate out there. They can't really find, they look for contractors over there too.
Cause everyone's trying to hang out directly in Tampa. They're not making the hike. Greater Northdale, Greater Carrollwood.
Greater Carrollwood, Carrollwood. Greater Northdale. Yeah. I actually had an estimate out there a couple weeks ago. That freaking guy was all over the place, man. Yeah, he wanted an exterior painting, then come to find out he wanted the interior painting done too, and then he was looking to sell his house, but he wanted top market value, but the house was, it's a 25-plus-year-old dated house.
So,
I was looking to renovate the whole thing, and then he started micromanaging, and he wanted this and that and different weird things, and then he wants to create the house that sold at a premium. He wanted to create that same exact layout, and it's like, what the heck? And then he wanted just different, it was just too much. He wanted different vendors, and it's just mass chaos. I'm like, I'm not interested in that, man. Yeah, that like people don't understand. The guy's busy Monday through Friday from early in the morning to about 5:30, 6 o'clock. How are you going to manage your project with multiple contractors.
Right.
It's just not going to work. You know, who's going to manage?
Right, right.
Who's going to do scheduling? Who's going to, you know, there's a lot involved. There's a lot of prepping. There's a lot of work going on, and you can't just run into everybody. You know what I mean?
Right. I think I got most of the major spots that we were talking about. So let's see if I then Fishhawk as well. And should I also put a note, not Central Tampa?
No, that's
possible.
Fine. I mean,
okay.
I mean, what do you recommend? I mean, there's a lot of it's large. There's a lot of competition out there. A lot of contractors. I mean, would it hurt? Does it cost more than we just advertise there?
It doesn't cost more, but like if you like the fact that you're hitting areas that are less hit, I can just say stay out of like South Tampa. Or
yeah,
no South
I don't really
Tampa.
Want to get drowned in. Yeah, I don't want to get drowned by everybody else. Yeah.
No South Tampa or Central Tampa for now.
Okay. I'm really hoping Sun City, Wamama, Ruskin. I hope they because there's a bomb. Lithia's good too. There's a lot of little developments over there, older ones and newer ones as well. Newer ones doesn't matter, but a lot of times, like the newer ones, they buy their houses, and before they purchase, they want to repaint it. Imagine buying an $800,000-$900,000 house, and the paint is cracked.
Did you say Wamama too? Wamama's in your list, right?
Yes, that's a little, that's east of...
Next to Sun City, right?
Yeah, Sun City Center is really good too. Large, a lot of older homes, nice homes, a lot of older ones, and a lot of older residents that really, you know, they're not out there getting on the ladder painting the exterior, or you know, they don't have the means to do anything like that.
Right, and that's what's good about like a lot of these areas that you're choosing is that, like you said, it's people who are. You didn't say, did you say Sun City or Gulf City? You don't want those all the way down there.
No, Sun City Center, yes.
Yeah, just Sun City Center, right? And Ruskin being the further south, right, for now?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, not okay. Sun City. Yes, I'm sorry. Sun City. I didn't even realize that. There was a Sun City and Gulf City.
Yeah,
but
no worries.
Not there.
No worries.
No,
Sun City. So we got a lot of these areas, I think. And like you said, it helps to be people who are on the outskirts, and that means that they're probably doing a little bit more shopping when they're doing, like, remodeling and looking around and not, like, Central Tampa where – I'm sure some of these high-end places out there, they're not necessarily as frugal when they're shopping around. Okay, and that's basically it for this questionnaire portion. Last thing for you, I see on your business profile, this is your hours of operation. Let me know if it needs to be corrected. I have 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. 8 to 6 Saturday, 9 to 5 Sunday. That's what's on your Google Business profile today.
That's fine.
Okay.
You could do midday. What is it? 7:30 to 7:30. Yeah, that's fine. 8 o'clock. What do you think is a decent time? I don't think anybody calls anybody after 8 p.m. anyway.
Correct. What we mostly suggest is putting yourself closed on Sunday, even though they'll call you anyway, just to give yourself the chance to minimize some calls, but totally up to you.
Okay.
No, you're okay
fine.
With this,
a
right?
Lot of people no, that's fine. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, a lot of things over here are shut down and closed early, and they're not open on weekends, and people are off on Sundays. You know, so that's
right.
Why they're doing their shopping, or they're doing, you know, they have time to, you know, unwind and figure out what they want to do, and they start doing their projects outside, and they're like, shit. You know, let's see who's out there because we thought we were going to tap.
And this is why you thrive in Florida. When everyone's taking the day off, you work that extra day. Good man.
Dude, let me tell you something. It doesn't stop. It doesn't. I don't stop. It's 7 days a week. if it's coming. But think about exactly what I said. imagine you're out there, you and your wife, or, you know, I need this done and blah, 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 and you're moving in. You're like, you know what? It's Saturday or it's Sunday morning and you just cleaned out your garage and you're like, shit, my garage looks like shit. I got to work full time. My wife is working full time or, you know, whatever. And it's like, I want to get this done, but I really don't have the time to do it. Who can I call to give me an estimate? You know, your
right.
local. Okay, I'll be there. I'll be there within the hour. I'll give you an estimate. You might not have time to do an estimate on Monday. You might want it done right then and there and be able to figure out what you want to do and set something up. You know, a lot of people,
right.
they're just, I'm off on set. I don't work the weekends or I don't want to take any phone calls. No, man, this is around the clock, man. This is around the clock. Let's say I might have, you know, 20, 30 jobs in 1 month and then the next month I might not have any. So I got to take a while
right.
there, you know.
Right.
And
right.
I want to be able to have that option open for these customers who, you know, are working 9 to 5, you know.
And that's why you and I relate very well. When I do the solar sales out here, I mean, weekends and evenings are my best times to make contact. So
yeah.
You're absolutely
yeah.
right.
I think 7:30, I think 8 is probably fine, but, you know, who knows. I think 7:30 is okay, but I think 8 o'clock should be the cutoff because, you know, you figure you're getting home 5, you're getting off 5:30. I don't know if you work from home, but 5:30. And then, you know, you have to run to the store and then you come home and you start settling down and you're like, shit. And you start looking at your phone and you're like, all right, well, I want to contact this person to give me an estimate or to inquire about something, you know, and it's like, well, they're closed at 6 or 7 and it's like, shit. You know, or at least
you convinced me to just change it to 8 for you. I just changed it to 8 just so that way you have that.
Yeah,
but you're right.
Think about it.
Right.
Think about it.
I mean, sun's out, guns out, right? Like you're still working.
That's it, man. That's it. But think, it makes sense. I don't
right.
get home. Sometimes I don't get home till 8 o'clock. And then what do? I bullshit and then maybe 9 o'clock I'm on the phone or, you know, I'm looking at something or whatever
right.
the case is.
Right.
And the
you want people to feel comfortable making a call to you even around 9 because if you just close at 8, they're like, you know what, he might still be willing to take a call. So you're right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well,
right.
Shoot a text message. And a lot of people over here, if they're done at 5 and you call at 5:05 or 5:10, they won't answer the fucking phone. And it's like,
right.
you know what, you're in sales, man. You're in sales. If you're busy, that's one thing, but you're in sales. I'm in sales. If somebody calls you and you're done at 5 o'clock and you're it's one thing if you're not available and you're doing something, but if you're available, guess what? The chances are if you're going to make a sale, you're going to answer that damn phone.
Exactly.
Same thing. On
Absolutely.
You're going to answer that phone. You're at your barbecue. And if I'm in the middle of grilling and my phone goes off, I answer it.
I mean, what else do you have to do at that time? Right? To stare at the fire.
Yeah, you know, I answer it because you know what? It's a potential. I figure if I can give at least 5 estimates, I got to average. That's what I'm going to do later on. I'm going to average because I've given out a couple estimates. And I'm going to average. I'm thinking, I mean, I'll be happy 1 out of 10. That's a lot and it's frustrating, but I think I'm nailing 1 out of 5. I think I'm nailing 1 out of 5, man.
And this
yeah.
is still while you're still new, which means your reputation doesn't quite precede you yet. So. That's going to get
yeah.
better over time, for sure.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well, let me, almost done here with everything. So last couple things before we get everything squared away here. The card you'll be using is the same address, 2504 Buckhorn Run Drive, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the... today's total, remember, we do have that one-time setup fee of $99. That's going to include all the initial programming of everything. So today's total is $348. And then moving forward, it's just $249 a month, okay?
Okay. I thought it was $50.
The setup fee? It's originally $299. I gave you the discount to $99, actually, on it.
Okay. All right, so it's
$348. And then we let you choose. Correct. And then we let you choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name for your security question.
Okay. You could do the city.
Okay. And the answer?
Brooklyn.
I mean, a lot of friends when I was out in Naples a couple decades ago, and a lot of them, right, New Yorkers. I was. It was
really?
2008. I was, almost.
Oh, man, that's when everything fucking crashed.
Exactly. I moved out there feeling great about things, and then the place I was working, they're like, everything has gone to hell. I'm like, well, that's unfortunate. But, no, I still got my sister's son still lives out there. He does power washing out in Naples. He's enjoying life, you know? EMT as well. He's trying to get the side hustle. So I already told him, I was like, hey, you should really consider getting these local splash things going, because power washing is a hot ticket item in your area. A lot of elderly in Naples.
What about my area? Is that popular?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anywhere where there's an elderly population, they liked, and especially when they're like comparing against each other. So how about this? We'll make sure we throw that into your my site as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because that's a one-day job, a few hundred bucks in a lot of situations.
Yeah.
A lot of our clients will charge like a $75 visit fee, like just to show up. So that's, you know, a standard. So people can't just be jerking around. All right, so let's do that. Yeah, it goes hand in hand with the guys who do painting. So that's why I'm glad you brought that up.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I don't mind doing that. I don't mind doing that.
You probably already have the equipment, or at least easy access to it, since you.
I do. I do. The only thing I don't have, and a buddy of mine, we were talking about it, is a commercial driveway. What's the little power washer? The little. It looks like a buffer, and they use it on the concrete.
Soft wash.
It looks like a. Huh.
Is that like the soft wash machine?
No. Soft wash, actually, that's what we do before we paint houses, is a soft wash. So you're not putting on the jets. Yeah, you're not putting on the jets. You're spraying it with a solution, and then it's more of a more power than a garden hose, but not as you're not jetting where you're shooting everything off like the concrete. But there's a specific machine. It looks like a giant buffer machine, like a floor, like a commercial polisher, and what it does is it circulates, and you go around the driveway, and it breaks everything up. That
similar to like what the street sweepers do, like that type of equipment, right? But a smaller unit.
Yeah. Yes. So gotcha. A buddy of mine, we were actually talking about it the other day, but he said you need like a high power machine to operate, because it operates better on a higher PSI. But I have a brand new. I had one. I have a brand new. I mean, all my guys have one, and including myself. In case we got to knock one out, you know, throw two out there. I have a 3300 gas. So we'll see.
Nice.
It's brand new. We'll see what happens with that. But,
well,
yeah.
I will let you know. I added in soft wash as well, because that's a key term a lot of you use that is different from the power wash industry. So it's important to have both. So I threw that in there too, with your keywords.
Okay.
All right, so we're ready to wrap up. Again, last two things. I'll get your card information, and then I'll go through the quality assurance portion of the call, the voice verification. That's the recorded portion of the call, just to outline everything. Just to reiterate, since I know it was a couple of days since we last spoke, Facebook ads are live 7 to 14 days, as well as your new website. Google optimization, once we take control of that, as long as you have access to your Google Business Profile to share that with us, we should have you, again, we're pushing you to the first page within 30 to 45 days. That's our general promise time, okay?
For each item?
No, 30 to 45 days is our total, and we're going to try to push as many of those keywords to the first page as possible within that promise time. But we're going to give you a report every time we accomplish something, especially within the first month. We'll let you know exactly what's tracking to the first page already.
Okay.
But yes, for each keyword, right? We just definitely try to put you on the first page on every keyword that you're trying to be found for.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So whenever you're ready, I'm ready for your card.
Okay. It's 4355-3605.
Okay.
0380.
Yep.
7654.
Expiration.
11/27.
And 3 digits on the back?
872.
All right. And then last thing, before we do the voice verification, just to also mention, the reason why we did the security question, Lou, occasionally there are bad actors who are pretend to be local slash, and they do recognize us because of our strength in the industry. Even sometimes they just notice your website structure is similar to ones that we design. So just so you know, that CD you're born in question is meant to protect you in the event there's any confusion on who's calling you. But starting with the onboarding call that's happening in about an hour, we'll always call you from the 877 number, the same one that we shared text messages from. So make sure you save that 877-635-6225. Save that as local splash in your contacts. Okay?
What, okay. 877. Where is it?
Here, I'm just going to say, hi, Lou, this is John.
I got you, 635-6225?
Correct, that's it.
All right, hold on. Local splash. Let me put you in here.
And then if you ever want to reach out to me directly, because I'm still here, right, for you, even at post-sales process, just keep in mind my extension 1007. But also, even if you just send a text message and say, hey, John, give me a call or something like that, you send it to that main number, everyone sees the message, and they'll just route it to me as needed.
Okay.
All right. I'll go ahead and begin the verification portion of the call. Let me know if you have any questions. For the purpose of this portion of the call, your business name is R7 Renovations. There's no Inc. or anything after that, correct?
No, the R7 Renovations is my DBA.
Right, right. That's fine. That should still work just fine. And then also, I wanted here to, just to make sure that, I'm going to put the notes in there. What we talked about last time is that you want commercial work. You also, if we can do a specific landing page so you can start capturing phone numbers and whatnot, that might be of interest to you. I don't think those are additional costs, but I'm just putting those in the notes. And then you also want us to build a new website and logo with similar colors, but you want a picture of the Brooklyn Bridge or a particular bridge on your logo. I'm not sure if you said Brooklyn Bridge specifically.
Yes. No, no. We were just talking about that, but no. I do want a specific bridge, though, from Brooklyn.
Okay.
If possible.
Okay.
If not, we could do the Brooklyn Bridge, but if possible, there's a specific bridge.
Okay. So I'm just giving all that notation to the team so they know all of those things there. All right, last step, again, voice verification, and then I'll let you on your way here. So, all right, Lewis, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
R7 Renovations.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Lewis Roman, owner, manager.
Okay. And, of course, as owner, you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign, so thank you for taking the onboarding call. That'll start in about 50 minutes here. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors or bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provide you the security question to identify the calls coming from us in the event of any confusion. Now, when we do call, we'll call from 877-635-6225. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, please.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified Google marketing representative, do you also agree to let us know should you partner with any other companies, not including Town Square, obviously, but any companies moving forward for online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Say that again. Repeat that. Do I what?
If you start off with any other SEO providers moving forward, would you let us know?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 19th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 19th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, being a month-to-month program, Lou, You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And if you do choose to cancel, while we would hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Everything should be good to go on our end. You're going to receive an email that says, welcome to Local Splash. Please click here to view your initial invoice. That's where everything that we talked about is in writing, including the 348 payment, 249 moving forward, the timeline of everything. There are a couple things that are not specific to you, like a custom from scratch website. So don't worry about that when you see like a customized website, because our website is two ways, right? One where we have a structure for already, like the ones I've sent you, or ones where we make it completely from scratch, like you wanted e-commerce on it or something like very, very specific. That's a little different. So just be aware that doesn't apply to you. And then the other thing that doesn't apply to you is like Google Guaranteed Ads. If ever you want to take on that later, I'll be happy to help you onboard onto Google Guaranteed. But for now, you know, we want to earn your trust at these standard levels of investment. And then, again, if you choose to grow out that, just feel free to reach out, okay?
All right. Now, I have a question. When you guys set this up, do you guys have an app? How do I track and how do I interact with the customers?
Great question. So we talked about that a little bit, but yes. So the Local Splash dashboard, you're going to get a walkthrough of all of that. You'll also get a link to a YouTube video just to give you a easy-to-access walkthrough whenever you want. But basically, that's going to give you real-time analytics of, like, click-throughs, impressions, phone calls. And remember how I was saying one of those guys that was in California was able to track a phone call that they missed? So things like that are available through the dashboard. Also, the click-to-send email and or text prompts to prompt people to leave you reviews on Google, all that is also available there. So, you know, we can walk you through that as thoroughly as you like. That can be done during your onboarding call as well. And, they'll be glad to show you all the back end stuff that you're talking about, especially if you want to like upload photos on your site or whatnot. Usually most of our clients just send them to us and the support email address, but you can always do it on your end as well. We have a kind of like joint access to making small edits to your website.
Okay. Now I have a question. I know you said it'll be up and running between 7 and 14 business days. Is there any – I mean, could it be less? I know you say 7 to 14.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we push for speed. We just have promise times to give you that
way,
in writing.
That way, yeah, I'm not – I gotcha. But it could be less than that. Okay. Yeah, these guys were fast. They told me something similar. That shit was up in like 3 days, 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, you'll notice since the fact that you took the onboarding call like almost immediately, that's going to push your timeline forward too, right? Some of our guys only take an onboarding call like 4 days later, so that's why it still has to fit in that window.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
But you're good to go. And then we'll be reaching out in about 45 minutes. I'll probably be on the call to introduce you, and then we'll take it from there, okay?
Awesome. You got it, bud. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, Lou, thanks so much, and we'll definitely look to get you built out shortly, okay?
Alrighty. Bye.
All right. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.